Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz, and the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals, so largely an American League guy, came over to the NL last season, and by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7 per nine, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thomson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Strom being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end-of-season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs. He didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help. And hopefully, it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the offseason so you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Strom. But Brad Keller is going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy if Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth. Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like, against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see, like, what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4s and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where, like, the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's off season. I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto is getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals, so largely an American League guy. Came over to the NL last season, and by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7 per nine, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Strom being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end-of-season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs. He didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help. And hopefully, it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the offseason so you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Strom. But Brad Keller's going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy if Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth. Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like, against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see, like, what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4s and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where, like, the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's offseason, I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto is getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here. Welcome on into the Philly Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals, so largely an American League guy. Came over to the NL last season, and by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7 per nine, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Strom being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end-of-season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs. He didn't. if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help. And hopefully, it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the offseason so you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Schramm. But Brad Keller is going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy if Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth. Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like, against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see, like, what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4s and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where, like, the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's offseason, I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto is getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal, although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phils offseason. Don't know. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phils, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phils. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, you know, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Buzz. And the news of the day, you know, actually some back-to-back days with news here on the Phils front. Brad Keller, come on down. You are a Philadelphia Philly. Brad Keller, who has been in the big leagues for a while, established veteran. If you don't know much about him, 30 years of age. He pitched for the Cubs last season. He's previously been with the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Royals. So largely an American League guy. Came over to the NL last season. And by far his best season last year. He had a 2.07 ERA, struck out 9.7/9, which was also the highest of his career, and was, I believe, tied for 12th in the league in holds, somewhere in the 20s, something like that. So he's going to be a really, really good bullpen option for this team, for Rob Thompson, for a team who needs bullpen help. Seems like things are trending in the direction of Matt Schramm being traded away from the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, I mean, just absolutely slammed him in his end-of-season press conference, if you recall, in which he, you know, said, like, you know, we did PFPs. He didn't, if you recall the quote. So that was a huge deal. And when you think about things from the perspective of, like, they don't have Jeff Hoffman anymore. They had Joan Duran for 2 months. Like, they you always need more bullpen help, and hopefully it always seems like a need for every single team at the trade deadline. Like, you got to bolster up your bullpen in the offseason so you're not stuck looking for this in July. So Brad Keller, I thought, was a great contract for the Phils. 2-year deal for the Phillies, reportedly worth $22 million, so $11 million each year. I think it's a good signing for the Phillies. They're going to need, my top of my holiday wish list here for the Phillies right now, I need a lefty reliever if they're going to trade Schramm. But Brad Keller's going to take down big innings. Like, again, pretty good holds guy. He could very well be the quote-unquote setup guy if Duran's going to oftentimes pitch the ninth. Keller's probably your seventh and eighth inning guy, like against the top of that lineup, especially if there's right-handed bats. So looking forward to what he can bring. And really excited to see like what kind of stuff he has. You know, he's kind of gone up and down, and relievers are just up and down entities in general. Only the truly, truly great ones stay flatlined. And he had a 5.84 ERA the season before that, and 4.86 the year before that, and 5.44 the year before that, and a lot of 4 and 5s. Now he's down to 2.07. So kind of want to see how sustainable this is. Is this the thing where like the league adjusts back to him? Now there's more film on him. Did he make kind of an adjustment? So looking forward to learning the Brad Keller story for certain. Talked on yesterday's show that probably Philly's offseason, I think there are at most three moves left. I think Realmuto's getting signed, probably to a 3-year contract. I think that Bohm is likely they're going to try and move him. Well, Castellanos has to get moved. Maybe Bohm gets moved in the same deal. Although it doesn't seem like anyone wants Castellanos. Bohm maybe gets moved in the same deal. You try and find someone else in the infield market, and then something on the reliever market as well. So I think that's kind of where we're at with the Phil's offseason. I frankly don't know if there's going to be any other big splashes. I know, again, everyone thinks they're just running it back. This feels like the most amount of change we've seen within the Phil's, in one particular offseason in a long time, certainly since they've been making the playoffs. I mean, I know they have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They signed Trey Turner in 2023. But in terms of, like, quantity of moves, like, I think that is where we're at in terms of number of different things to keep an eye on. So I think that's where we're at with the Phil's. Very interesting. And we're going to have to, absolutely just kind of keep our eye on things here.